What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Call me corny, but I love made-for-TV movies, especially true crime ones of the 1980s and 90s. In 1993, there was a made-for-TV movie called Stalking Laura.
Have you ever been to a tractor pull?
No, I can't say I have.
I know it sounds weird, but they're really a whole lot of fun. There's going to be one on Saturday at the fairgrounds, and I just happen to have a couple of tickets. You want to go with me?
Sorry, but I couldn't.
I know we just met, but you'd be in good hands with me. I have high-level security clearance. America trusts me, so can you.
Thanks, but I really can't go.
It starred Richard Thomas, who was best known for playing John Boy on The Waltons. It also starred Brooke Shields, who did not play John Boy on The Waltons. What does the TV show The Waltons have to do with our next crime? Absolutely nothing. It just allows me to say, good night, John Boy.
Quiet down now and get some sleep.
Night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy.
Moving on, in April 1984, Richard Wade Farley worked at a company called ESL. It was a technology and software firm. There, he met Laura Black. Farley was smitten with her and began leaving little gifts and homemade baked goods on her desk. He asked her out numerous times, but Laura repeatedly refused. But Richard persisted. He even began showing up at her aerobics class. He mailed one or two letters to Laura each week. He even doctored photos of him and Laura being together and mailed them to her. Hashtag, yeah, that's creepy. Laura went to HR. Richard was ordered to attend psychological counseling sessions. However, he kept harassing Laura. He also threatened fellow employees. Finally, Richard was fired from his job. You see, kids, in the 1980s, people were actually fired for causing problems at work. Unlike today, where staff are told to figure out how to work with the problematic employee and adapt to their difficulties. So, Richard was fired, but the harassment towards Laura continued. 2 years later, Laura got a judge to grant a temporary restraining order. A court date was then set to make the restraining order permanent. However, one day before that court date, Richard drove to the ESL offices, and with over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, he made his way into the building, shooting at bystanders and employees while heading towards Laura's office. He fired a shotgun round through Laura's office door, hitting her in the shoulder. For the next 5 hours, Richard moved from room to room throughout the offices, keeping a police SWAT team at bay. Laura regained consciousness, and she and other co-workers hid and eventually escaped the building. Richard finally surrendered to the police after requesting a sandwich and a soft drink. Wait a minute. So that's all it took to surrender? Seriously? A sandwich and a soft drink? Well, why don't we start sending sandwiches and soft drinks to the Middle East? In total, 7 people were killed and 4 more were wounded, including Laura. Richard Farley was found guilty on 7 counts of first-degree murder and wrote to Laura from his prison cell, claiming that she had finally won. He is currently on death row in San Quentin State Prison. So, I was reading about Richard Wade Farley, and I found out that he worked with computers in the early 70s. So, I decided to write him a letter. Hello, Mr. Farley. I hope that you are okay with me writing you this letter. When you worked as a computer software technician in the 1970s, what did the world of computers look like then? What kind of computers did you work on? I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? In addition to writing Laura, Richard Wade Farley wrote to me. Hi, Marshall. Not to nag much, but when you handwrote your letter, there was just one slight problem. Parts were not decipherable. Richard, is this how your letters to Laura started? If so, I can totally see why she disliked you. Anyways, the letter continues. First, let's get the business part out of the way. I'm 75. I don't have any source of income except what people send me. Prices are through the roof now. Mayonnaise in our canteen is $6.55 a bottle. You can try putting money into my account using JPay. If you don't like using JPay, send an international money order in US dollars. People have written me in the past. My attorney said a few of my letters ended up as sources on someone's blog. He highly recommended I don't write people who use inmate letters as blog fodder. Well, Richard, technically this is a podcast fodder. Hashtag phew. You asked about old computers. I was on the ground floor when they started selling personal computers. Right now, I'm researching law, which takes up a lot of my time. So, I'm 75, have no source of income except what people send. I have enough money to last a while. If you want to send money, you can send a US money order or you can use JPay. Also, you can use a credit card to put money into my account. Yep, I'll get right on that, Richard. Take care until I hear from you again. Sincerely, R. Farley. P.S. I like jokes, such as a woman is really, really mad at her husband. She walks into the bedroom and packs his bags. Take them out, she hands them to him and tells him to get out of the house. As he's walking to the door, she yells, I hope you have a miserable life and a long, slow death. He then turns to her and says, so you want me back? Hey, Richard, I'm supposed to be the one with the bad jokes. It's my podcast's kind of thing. Now, if you want to know how to be funny, watch and learn how I end this episode.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy.
See what I did there? That was a callback to the Waltons. And that's why we stick to me telling the jokes. Good night, Richard. Well, we've captured another episode of Prison Sentences. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.